KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, school is coming to an end. Lots of folks headed for graduation. But we want to let you know about one young student whose poetry was banned by her teacher. And to walk us through the story from a Daily Citizen, Glenn Stanton joins us. An article you wrote, Glenn, a young poet's pro-life voice is censored, but her poem goes viral online. Interesting. What's going on, Glenn?
Yeah, it's interesting. Her teacher, this is a young 13-year-old girl. She's a seventh grader from Jefferson County, Colorado. That is like right in Denver. And they were assigned an assignment to write a slam poem about a conflict in the world that they were passionate about. And she chose the topic of life, the topic of abortion. And you know what? We want to encourage kids to be strong-minded and vocal. But her teacher said, you cannot deliver this poem because it is too political. Yet, there were kids in the class that were giving, you know, poems on race, politics, LGBT stuff, immigration, things like that. And this girl was silenced. But the irony about it, Steve, is her teacher didn't want 30 of her students to hear the poem. But by squashing her voice, by banning her voice, this poem has gone viral. As of like yesterday, about 3 million people had seen it, which is just phenomenal.
Well, I tell you, I didn't read through the entire article yet. But what I did see was, it wasn't surprising, but it, yeah, not okay. One positive thing I want to bring that you shared in the poem, who doesn't love Dr. Seuss? And if memory serves me, I want to say Dr. Seuss was a Christian author, a Christian who wrote books. Regardless, the content that this young lady borrowed from Dr. Seuss, and many of us will remember this, I think it's from Horton Hears a Who, a life is a life, no matter how small. I love that.
Yeah. And it's a profound, it's a profound truth that all life is sacred. And that is what this young girl stated in her poem. And in my article, Libs of TikTok were the ones who broke this story. They did a great job. They went to this girl's house and sat down and interviewed her mom and the seventh grade student. And they just told their story. And what's great about it is they said life is very, very important to their family, because the little girl says, my grandmother had my mom. She got pregnant with my mom when she was like 14 years old. And if she had been, you know, gotten pregnant like in this day and age, she would have been so pressured to have an abortion. But at 14, that precious woman, this little girl's grandmother gave birth to the girl's mother. And so they understand deeply the value of life and the politics of life and why life is so wonderful. I want to share this with you, Steve. The girl's mom, she, I want to find it in my article here. She said, the student's mother said, there is hope in hard situations, there is purpose in pain, and good things come out of situations that seem bleak, and my family is proof of that. So this family has three generations of strong women, the grandmother, the mother, and this young girl, this seventh grader, who was banned. Her voice was banned by an illiberal teacher who said, that you can talk about anything in school, but you cannot talk about pro-life stuff. That, Steve, is the age that we live in, and it is insanely remarkable. that you have progressive, quote unquote, progressive thinking people who are very convicted about their ideas, and they will they'll whine and whine and whine about banned books and things like that, but they show no compunction in banning the voice of a student. And when you watch this video, I have the video linked to in my article, this young girl, she's wonderful. She's beautiful. She's humble. She's smart. And there's no reason her poem should not have been showcased in the class presentations. But the other thing, Steve, real quick, is it's not only just that she couldn't give the poem, her teacher told her, you cannot even be in the class when the other poems are given. I mean, think about, like, who is this horrible girl that couldn't even be in the class while other opinions were being displayed? And so she pressed upon the teacher, and the teacher finally relented and said, yeah, you can come into the class. And so I wrote in the article, like, this is not like Rosa Parks just being called to the back of the bus. This is this young seventh grader being kicked off the bus. Like, you can't even sit on the bus. This is where we are today with the backlash against conservative Christian ideals.
Yeah, and I think we've seen enough stories to see that not only is public education in many ways. Now, listen, there's Christians who love Jesus that work in public education, and we should be praying for those that are there doing well and investing in our future, the children. But
yeah,
but it, overall, public education. We've seen through, several different stories, not only stories like this that you would say that the voice of truth is being silenced, but, the assignment was to write about, quote, a conflict in the world that we are passionate about, unquote. It's almost like when you get the assignment, based on what we're seeing here, well, then teacher, tell me what I'm passionate about, because what was allowed was these other hot topics that are contrary to, siding on issues that are contrary to the truth. So not only are they saying, be quiet, don't do that, but do this.
Yeah.
I think it's a great article, Glenn. I appreciate you putting this together and sharing it with what this group, I don't know who they are, but Libs of TikTok that interviewed them. And I would encourage our listeners to go to thedailycitizen.org. Just do a search for Glenn Stanton, and you'll find this article about this young poet, and watch the video and hear what she had to say. Glenn, as always, thanks for sharing with us stories like this, and thanks to this family, that young people can see this and hopefully be encouraged, and be emboldened, to continue to stand for the truth that we find in God's word. Glenn, as always, thanks for your time, and hey, have a fantastic extended weekend, I hope.
Yep, and you do the same, Steve, and I appreciate you having me on today. I look forward to being with you next week.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.